Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and He is mightily moving. He has so many wonderful things to say to His people. Good things. Great things. Even awesome things. I never say these things lightly. The Lord is holy. And He thinks of everything. Not like men. Men think of a few things and make judgments. Sometimes they only think of what they're after and make a judgment. But what the Lord selects to do, He's well thought it out. And every time He sends people, in every gift He gives His very best. He chooses the best of every option. He always chooses the best of every option. So when people stick with the perfect plan of God, there's a perfect will of God, and there's a permissive will of God, and there's a good will of God. Now, when people stick with what God started in the first place, when they stick with His perfect plan, when it involves them and He selected, like if He select you to do something, He thought about it before He asked you to do it. Or commanded you to do it. And when you agree with Him, when you go forward in his will, then you're operating in perfect wisdom. But when people opt to, they use their brain and they ask the Lord to do it their way. And then they go for the permissive way, it's just not as good. It's not evil, but it's not as good because everything is not well thought out. And sometimes men, that's how men are. They do what they know, and they don't know much, so they act on much. They don't act on as much as they could. But when you count on the Lord, when you're looking at Him, when you're trusting Him, when you immediately obey Him, now you're operating in wisdom that's of a greater category. And that's my message. That's what happens when people follow God. In our Sunday school yesterday, we talked about that and how when the 12 spies were sent, 10 came back with an evil report. Now, these were the best selected group in the whole nation. Moses' father-in-law saw him judging the people, and it was just one man trying to judge all these people. Everybody that had concerns, they got in line and they waited. And he said, what you're doing is not good. They'll wear you out. He said, take 100 men and put them over 1,000, and then put 10 over the 100, and then they'll report to you, and let Israel report to the 1,000. So the Lord selected 10 men to go and spy out the land. But the evil report came back. And they made Israel to doubt God. Now these were the leaders who had been judging the tribes. These are the ones that God selected. They saw everything. They saw the Passover. They saw the Exodus. They saw the crossing of the Red Sea. They saw God guide them by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. They saw that the enemy soldiers trying to get to them, but the enemy soldiers couldn't see them, but they could see the enemy soldiers. They saw miracle after miracle. Miracle after miracle. God gave them water out of the rock. He gave them manna. He gave them everything that they needed. He gave them meat when they asked for it. And they always doubted against Him, and they doubted against Him. And when it was time to take the land, they saw giants, and they didn't see their God. But these were the men that could have stayed in faith. If there's anything out there to get you out of faith and change your focus, That meant that you were not looking at the Lord at that time. You doubted against him. You looked at something else. And these kind of things can happen. So it's important to start studying God. If you want to see him, you have to receive his word. He's the wisdom of the Proverbs. He's the relationship of the Psalms. He's the future of Revelation. He's the justice of the Scriptures. He's the wisdom of all Scriptures. All Scriptures point to him. Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. You just can't get away from how, if you study the Word of God, you'll get a visual of who he really is. And then when things look bad, you still see him. When things look to be a threat, you still see the Lord, and you can see it. You can see the lying threat for what it is. But two men came back ready to fight. Joshua said, "Let us go up at once. We can defeat them," because he knew the Lord was with them. See, when God is with you, you really can't be defeated. But if you think the illusions of the world is greater than God, then that's a fact for you. Because God's not gonna help you in your doubt. If you doubt against him, you're on your own. But those that love God, they obey God, and they fear God, and they love him. And love is the way we fulfill the law. You can't fulfill the law and you love the world, but you can fulfill the law if you love God. If you love the world, that's your enemy. That causes you to be an enemy against God and everything he's trying to do for you. And you're sinning against yourself, loving the world. But God is good. He thought of everything. He knows we don't know everything. He has great mercy for us. And he got our back. He got us, he helps us out. Those that make heaven, they did it, but they got there because of God's grace. And they have faith, because the just will live by his faith. Without faith, you're not going to make it. Without faith, you can't. The fact that the word says the just shall live by his faith also means that he can't live without it. Trust in Jesus is greater than trust in the world. Trust in God is perfect. And everything, and when you love and trust him, you see the world for what it is. Full of illusion. Desperate illusion. The enemy try to make things look so big, they're so small. Somebody in the class said, they didn't see, Joshua and Caleb didn't see giant, they saw a bigger target. That's what faith does. It shows you facts, God's facts, which are greater than the world's facts. And see, your faith can change the facts on the ground where you are, the situation in your body. If your body's sick, you can believe God for healing. And he'll legally do it through Jesus Christ. By his stripes, you're healed. He took on the beatings so that your body could be healed. He loves us, folks. He cares about us, and he's going to help us go forward. God loves us. His love is true. Now, as we do go forward, seeking his perfect will, seeking to obey him, that's the reason we'll end up being the head and not the tail. Serving mankind, it's all about love. And the things that are wrong in life, there's a lot of things out of place. Even among ministers, there's a lot of things that are taught amiss. Because people don't put God first. They put their will over God's. But when you follow God, you're in the strategy of God. You're operating by the perfect counsel and wisdom of God. You regard the knowledge of God, and you can't fail. And He'll prepare you and send you to where people will receive you. One of the worst things that a man of God can do is don't go where God sent him and try to start a ministry where God didn't send him. If you're where God put you, you're most blessed. But you gotta be obedient. You gotta be truthful. You gotta do it right. You gotta do what God requires you to do. But if you don't, I've seen God put ministries together. They have the perfect team. The people would have obeyed. The pastor had done everything to get to the point that he got to. And then he started doing things his way. And it doesn't, and everybody that the Lord sent to help him do what he had in mind, it can't happen now because the pastor has deviated from the perfect strategy of God. So the Lord has to go to another plan and send the people somewhere else where they'll be effective, where they'll be utilized and deployed. Sometimes people, I've seen this, I'm not saying this lightly and I'm not trying to put anybody down, but many people do this. You've obeyed God, you've done everything, and then, see, obedience attracts obedience. And people that's trying to grow, they'll come. And sometimes you have the people that do what God has in mind are there. And then the Lord will put them where they need to be in the ministry. When God rearranges a ministry, let Him do it. It's important. He knows what He's doing, folks. It's not His first day. But when you say, what about this? Sometimes we're just too attached to our opinions. Let opinions follow God. Get rid of them if you have to. Don't have any against God. But ask the Lord for His wisdom and counsel and seek to be a blessing. And you can always go forward in the Lord your God and King. You don't have to do the things like the world does. You can go forward. And as you go forward, God will be with you and everything will work out well. But when you follow your opinions, it's not the same. I love to see God move in and throughout our lives. I want to see people go forward in the Lord and do the things of God. I want to see people enjoy the things of God like I do. I want to see people receive God's best. And that's the key. Now all this, I know that the Lord's return is soon. So whatever we do now, it's more important now to follow God than it ever was. And I thank the Lord that He's going to save many people and get them out of harm's way. But many people are going to still be here in harm's way. You know, a war can start in grace or in the tribulation period. So however God has to do it, follow Him. Obey Him. Do the things of God. See, the wars are going to happen. They've been prophesied. The sins have been multiplied. The people have been warned. So things are going to go, they're going to happen. Things are set in motion now. But when you follow God, you step out of the flow of the world. You're swimming upstream out of harm's way. And remember, even in disaster, God can give you wisdom. He can protect you in ways you can't protect yourself. But see, if you struggle to obey God in good times, how can you win in the times of judgment? If you hadn't trained in faith and done the will of God, well, before the bombs drop, what will happen after they drop? What's going to happen is everybody that heard about the Lord and took him lightly, when things happen, they're gonna scramble. It's kind of like wasting all this time when you could have been studying, you know, like a college student in college. They did everything. They played, they partied. Then when the tests come up, they staying up all night trying to cram for an exam. You know, there were times I'd done things like that. And I said, you know what, that's ridiculous. I'll never do that again. I remember staying up all night for an English test. If I didn't pass this test, I would not have graduated on time. But I decided, I'm going to graduate. I'm going to win. I'm going to pass this test. And I did. And that was the last time I remember doing that. And I don't have to take tests as much, but I take an ASC test every 5 years. And so from when I'm caught up, sometimes I'll study the work, I'll study the books, so I'll be up on the things. And then when I take the test, I can pass it. But I do this kind of work every day. And there were times I didn't even study the test. I said, well, dear, I didn't study the test this time. She said, baby, you can write that test. and I took the test and passed it. But I do this work every day. When you're doing something every day, it gets in your heart. And you can do it. But when people are floundering around and not doing what they could be doing, then when it's time to win against the enemy, how can they win if all they were doing was watching TV and didn't take time to study the word for themselves? How can they stay in the perfect plan and will of God? But those who do know their God will be strong, and they will do exploits, and they will go forward when others don't. Now, I want to see everybody go forward in the Lord, because they can. We can go forward. We can do all that's in His heart. We can seek Him out. We can know Him. We can be blessed by Him. We can see Him move in and throughout our lives. And we can do the wonderful works, just like the men of God in the Bible. We can get to know Him. We can learn to trust Him. And we don't have to deviate against God. We don't have to doubt against God. We don't have to stop. We can go perfectly forward in Him and see what He's talking about. And I promise you, it's better. And it's not always glamorous. A lot of people, they'll only do things that make them look good. But when your motives are right, many things will fall in place. You will grow from glory to glory. And the Lord uses situations to help us out. Sometimes the things that sometimes the way we the way we go forward, the way we see, the way we, the things we're going to learn, is because we follow him and trust him and take him at his word. And that's what it's all about. Faith. Believing the Lord and taking him at his word by faith. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.